About 10 years ago, Janelle Winter noticed that berries in Metlakatla were much smaller than normal. So did a lot of other people in the community. It was one of the early warning signs of what would later be officially deemed a regional drought.
And then all of a sudden, all of those indicators that we had been taking note of made sense.
Winter works for the Metlakatla Indian community in Southeast Alaska. She says she's also noticed other changes in berries. Service berries or Saskatoon are thriving.
Now we're seeing more and more and more of it.
Metlakatla is just one of many Alaskan communities noticing dramatic changes in berry production. In the past few years, people have reported late salmon berries in Seldovia, insects on cloudberries in Trapper Creek, and early blueberries in Fairbanks. Changes like this impact berry harvests that Alaskans rely on for nutrition, culture, and connection to their environment. And berries are expensive to import, so many Alaskans can't replace them in their diet if they have a low harvest year. Katie Spellman is a researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, or UAF. For the past two decades, UAF has been collecting data on berry size and quality, life cycle timing, and impacts of snowpack to help better understand the impact of climate change. The good news, Spellman says, is that Alaska berries are not going to disappear.
They might shift their regions so that we have to start using other berries as substitutes for the ones that we've traditionally picked.
Because climate change impacts are unpredictable, Spellman says the best way communities can adapt is to have a diversity of berry plants. In Metlakatla, Janelle Winter is part of a team working to increase resilience and food security. Winter says they're planting as many fruiting and edible plants as they can throughout the community. They hope that means people in Metlakatla can harvest berries for many generations to come. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.